One moment, Benson. What exactly is this?
It's a living room.
I would be fascinated to know why this living room is in such a shambles.
The rug cleaners were here.
And now they are gone. Do you intend to leave the furniture this way?
It depends. Do you like it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Then call maintenance.
That isn't my job.
It isn't mine either until I finish lunch.
Yeah. Benson, you know, this may come as a surprise to you, but basically, I like you. With the possible exception of one or two minor little things, your patent disregard for authority, your lackadaisical approach to life, and a host of irritating personal habits too numerous to mention. But still, I want to be your friend. Benson, I respect you.
You say that now, but will you respect me in the morning?
Benson, which is you that Libby and I got? Hi, Clayton.
Hello, Libby.
Oh, what a wonderful day.
Any day you visit is a wonderful day.
Why, Clayton, I do believe you're trying to sweep me off my feet.
I'm afraid I'm guilty as charged.
Good, then let's hang him.
Look at this, Benson. Do you know what it is?
Well, it looks like a jacket.
It's a blazer, and I got a skirt to go with it, and a blouse, and some things I don't want to show you.
Unmentionables, eh?
No, Clayton, underwear.
Peter, why don't you put your outfit on and go show your father?
Okay, and thanks a million, Aunt Libby. You have such good taste.
You made quite a hit with Katie.
She's a delightful child.
Well, she's having a good time with you.
Well, who wouldn't?
She had me laughing all through lunch.
Oh, and what a delightful laugh you have.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to be with Gene when he sees Katie's new outfit.
Of course you would. You know the way. We wouldn't want to lose you. Most people would have had the decency to leave us alone.
Why would I want to be alone with you?
I mean Libby.
Why would I want to be alone with Libby?
No, Libby and I alone.
Why would Libby want to be alone with you?
Benson, are you blind? Haven't you noticed the little looks, the winks, the puppy dog sighs?
Yes, I have. And I think you're making a fool of yourself.
I had forgotten that. I must have been the rottenest big brother who ever lived.
I always thought so.
But it took you weeks to get the ink out of your hair.
That's not as bad as the time you stapled my raincoat to my galoshes.
It sure makes you walk funny.
Well, it's a good thing I went off to boarding school, or today I'd be a blue-haired dwarf. Thank God for Breckenridge.
I'd almost forgotten about Breckenridge. How old were you then?
Just about Katie's age. You know, Breckenridge might not be a bad idea for her.
For Katie?
Well, not that you haven't done a wonderful job with her, considering the circumstances.
Oh, I guess it's never easy raising children. I just do the best I can. You were about Katie's age, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just eat my sandwich?
Well, I just ate a sandwich.
A sandwich? Did you get it off my desk?
It was just sitting there.
Just sitting there? Did you expect me to nail it down?
All right, I confess I ate your sandwich. Yo, Miss Grouse will fix you something else.
The kitchen is closed until 6 o'clock.
She'll be glad to hear that at the poison control center.
Gretchen, do you have that pot of tea for the governor and Libby?
Yeah, it's all ready. And I have some pastries I think Libby will like.
Oh, can I have one? I'm still hungry.
Oh, that's my fault. I should have made a bigger sandwich.
They are for Libby.
Why are you treating her so special?
She once pulled a thorn out of Krause's paw.
Libby happens to be a very charming woman, and she's good for Katie.
Well, I gotta get back to work. Oh, you finished with this apple? Oh, don't forget to call me for dinner.
And to think we wasted $133 on a garbage disposal.
Ah, Marcy, here you are. Perhaps you'd like it if we moved your typewriter in here.
I was doing a favor for the governor. He wanted a pot of tea.
Well, you should learn to delegate these things, Marcy.
Fine, you bring the tea.
That's all right, Clayton. I will do it.
Thank you, Miss Krause. Benson, I'm going to have to postpone our meeting.
What meeting?
To review the guest list for the Arts Council dinner.
I already took care of it.
Fine, then we'll meet tomorrow and I'll check your work. This afternoon, I'm taking Libby to the museum.
By force?
Yeah, despite your insinuations, Benson, Libby and I do have a great deal in common. An appreciation of French cuisine, an evening of Mozart.
Why don't you just take the woman bowling?
Bowling? I don't know why I'm discussing this with you, Benson. You couldn't possibly understand people like us.
You mean white people?
No, Benson, I mean people with culture and social grace.
Oh, you mean stuck-up white people.
I guess what I'm missing is what could she get at a boarding school that she couldn't get here?
Breckenridge Academy is more than a boarding school. It's an advantage. They're rated very high scholastically.
Oh, I guess I'm hesitating because of my experience at school.
But Katie isn't you. And Breckenridge is not a military school.
I never fitted in there. I just couldn't understand why it was important to know where my left foot was at all times.
I know, Gene. I've danced with you.
You should have shouted in my ear, you left. You left.
Governor.
You had a good home, but you left.
What?
Never mind, I was just dancing. What is it, Marcy?
Well, there's someone here to see you.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Katie, it's very attractive.
I better look at least 13. I'm gonna go show Benson. See you later.
She could be quite a young lady, Jean.
With the help of Breckenridge?
There's your lunch, Liebchen. How's the oatmeal?
Terrific.
Morning, everybody. I overslept. Dan and I took his kids to the ice show last night. My nose is still cold.
Does that mean you're healthy?
Only if you're a cocker spaniel.
You know what? I think his kids are beginning to like me. The little one fell asleep in my lap on the way home.
I bet that made you feel good.
Oh.
Benson, there you are. Can I have my milk money?
Milk money coming up. Do you have two forms of identification?
Come on, Benson.
There you go. 50 cents.
I really could use $2. I have some unexpected expenses at school.
Such as?
A yo-yo. Everyone has one.
No wonder Johnny can't read.
Thanks, Benson. Thanks, Miss Kraus. Thanks, Marcy.
For what, honey?
For eating my oatmeal.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Libby.
Have you seen Gene?
Here he is. Here I am.
Oh, you've been jogging?
Well, I got dressed to go jogging, but David Hartman was interviewing Barbara Walters on television. Or maybe it was the other way around. Anyhow, by the time they got through with each other, it's too late to go jogging.
Gene, won't you ever change?
Well, sure, right after breakfast. I couldn't speak to the legislature dressed like this.
I don't know. I think it makes you look kind of racy.
Has Katie left yet?
You just missed her, sir.
Oh, darn. Well, I'll talk to her after school. Libby, I've made up my mind. I definitely want Katie to go to boarding school. Can you help me with the arrangements?
Oh, that's wonderful, Jean. She can go back with me on Thursday. I'll call from your office.
Boarding school? That sounds far away.
Oh, no, not really. It's just on the other side of the state.
That's 300 miles, sir.
Might as well be 3 million.
Now, listen, if anybody sees Katie before I do, don't spoil the surprise.
Some surprise.
Krause, I don't mind that you're not speaking to me, but could you do it quietly?
Benson, you are the only one the governor listens to. Please stop him.
Krause, we've been through this. I can't interfere.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Benson. The governor's in there with Katie right now, giving her walking papers. He had all day to stop this.
Marcy, this is between a father and a daughter. It's not my business, and it's not yours either. So what do you say we just stay out of this, okay?
See? Now Marcy's not talking to you, and I'm not talking to you, so no one will be talking to you.
It's a good thing all the people who aren't talking to me have a spokesman.
Hi, Benson. Got a minute?
Oh, sure, sugar.
I guess you heard about me going away to school, huh?
Yeah, I heard.
So you're straightening it out, right?
Oh, Katie, I can't.
Benson, I don't want to go away to some dumb school.
Did you tell your father that?
Of course. He said I'd thank him later.
Katie, it wouldn't do any good for me to talk to him.
He'd listen to you, Benson.
This is a decision your father has to make, Katie. I can't say anything. It's a family matter.
Well, you took me to the mother-daughter picnic at the church.
Well, I took you to the circus, too, but that doesn't make me a clown.
Benson, legally, you've set a precedent.
Legally? Precedent? When did you become a lawyer?
Just that you've always helped me with my math homework, the school play, and all kinds of stuff. Why can't you help me now?
Oh, sweetheart, it's none of my business.
Okay, Benson, I understand. Just one more thing.
What's that?
I just thought that a friend would help a friend so that that friend wouldn't have to be sent away where she could never see any of her friends again. I mean, what are friends for?
Katie, I really...
Benson, a friend wouldn't make me beg.
All right. I'll talk to your father.
Well?
Now?
Sooner the better.
Okay, Katie, but I'm not making any guarantees.
Just give it your best shot, Benson.
Give it your best shot.
A friend. What a friend.
Yes?
Sir, could I see you for a moment?
Come on in, Benson.
Sir, I hesitate to bring this up.
Oh, you think it's wrong to send Katie away too, huh?
Well, I thought we might talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about.
I see. Well, sorry to disturb you, sir.
It's not as though I haven't thought this out, you know.
I'm sure you have.
She's miserable, of course. I know that. She doesn't want to go away. Kids never want to go away until after they're gone. Then they never want to come back. Katie needs this school right now.
You're probably right, sir.
I mean, you have a job. Marcy has a job. Miss Krause has a job. You don't have time for Katie. And as governor, I have the least time to give her. Breckenridge, she'd get 24-hour attention.
I understand, sir, but the time you do have to give her is quality time. If she goes away to school, she won't get that.
Well, that's something to think about. Your point about quality time is very well taken. Listen, I appreciate the time that you spend with Katie. I know it's not your job, but I'm grateful to you. She is, too.
Ah.
No, it shows that you understand that special relationship between a father and a daughter. You've underscored the fact that she is my daughter and she's my responsibility. So butt out.
What'd he say?
Well, Katie, I gave it my best shot.
Morning, Benson.
I see you cheered up.
Well, there's no point in going to pieces in front of Katie. She's going to have a hard enough time as it is. So I decided to put on my happy face.
Thank you, Marcy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, her suitcase.
Here, Marcy, take my handkerchief. Katie will be down any minute.
Oh, there you are. I'm sending this fruitcake, Miss Katie.
Why? Katie doesn't like fruitcake. Nobody likes fruitcake.
I'm sure there is room in one of her suitcases.
Suitcases?
Oh, knock it off, Marcy. You're supposed to be cheerful.
Yeah, like Krause.
Then I am trying to be pleasant. What do you want me to do, chump for joy?
If you could cut down on the snarling, it would help.
Easy for you to say, but I am losing my little girl.
Yeah, give me that handkerchief, Marcy. Yeah.
Well, we're all ready to go.
You know, Libby, I've been thinking I would love to see the campus at Breckenridge. Perhaps I'll fly back with you. We could have dinner together.
Clayton, dear, I'm sure you must have better things to do.
No, not at all.
Well, frankly, I do.
Oh, we better hurry. We want to get to the airport on time.
All right, Daddy.
Got your suitcase, honey. Come along, Libby. Let's get going.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Libby.
I'll see you to the car.
Good. You can help with the luggage.
Well, this is it.
Now, don't worry, honey. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time there.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. Great.
I baked you a fruit cake.
Thanks, Miss Krauss. One good thing. You won't have to cook any more oatmeal.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Don't worry, Miss Krauss. We'll see each other on the holidays. Bye, everybody.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
It's pretty weird, huh?
Yeah.
Will you write to me?
Of course.
Bye, Benson.
Oh, my gosh.
Katie, your lunch is... What am I doing?
Krauss!
Yeah?
Governor's on his way down for breakfast.
Would you like some juice or something?
You talking to me?
Sit down, I'll get it for you. Here, sit, sit.
Who are you, really?
What does that mean?
It means the real Gretchen Krauss is never this nice to anybody, especially me.
Come on, Benson, I don't want to fight today. Bad enough around here without Katie to cheer me up once in a while.
Yeah, I know, Krauss. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. It's your fault.
I take back my apology.
Have anything to eat? I'm starving.
Oatmeal.
Oh, you made oatmeal. I can't eat oatmeal without Katie here. What's this here?
You packed her lunch.
All right, I admit it. When I got up this morning, I forgot she was gone. Force of habit, I guess.
Don't worry, Krauss. First thing this morning, I got out her milk money.
I miss her so much.
Well, now, if we're talking about Katie, don't forget she's off at Breckenridge having a wonderful time.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we all miss her.
I don't. Well, considering the last thing she said to me, get the luggage.
Oh, Clayton, it was too much for her to carry.
Sir, she wouldn't even have dinner with me, as if I'm some sort of peasant.
Who are you talking about?
Libby.
We're talking about Katie.
Oh, my mistake.
We were all saying how much we miss her.
Yeah, she was a nice kid.
You know, this confusion reminds me of Katie's favorite story. When I was a little boy, I had two dogs named Max. Max and Max. And Max was always tearing up Dad's shoes, but he couldn't tell them apart. Anyway, one day, Max was, and this is the part that Katie really liked. I'm sorry, I just don't feel like telling a story.
Well, it's all right, sir. We really didn't feel like hearing one.
Yeah?
Care for a visitor, sir?
Not really, Benson. Come on in.
I hate to disturb you, sir, but it's almost 9 o'clock and Miss Krauss was upset that you missed dinner.
You know what I've been doing? I've been watching the minute hand on that clock, counting off the hours. You have any idea how many hours there are in 11 days?
Well, sir, if you miss Katie that much, Why don't you take a day off and go down and visit her?
Whatever possessed us to send her away?
Us?
What can she get at that school that she can't get here?
As I recall, she was going to get 24-hour attention.
But from strangers, what about the personal touch?
Well, you were concerned how much time we could give her.
The amount of time isn't important, Benson. It's the quality of time.
Why do I get the impression I've heard that before?
Like when it comes from people who are close, like you and Miss Krause and Marcy and me. After all, I'm her father.
Well, sir, didn't I point these things out to you?
Well, if you did, you weren't very persuasive.
Persuasive? As I remember, you told me to butt out.
I did? Well, you should have ignored me.
I'll remember that in the future.
She is obviously downhearted. You should read her letters. Benson, there's no question that Breckenridge has its advantages, but the one thing she doesn't have there is us. Listen, tomorrow morning, I'm going to call up that school and I'm going to make arrangements to bring her back.
I don't agree, sir.
You don't?
I think we should get in the car and drive over there and get her tonight.
Don't you think that's a little impulsive?
Yes, sir.
It's 300 miles.
That it is, sir.
She would go in my car?
Fine, sir.
Where are they? They should have been here 3 hours ago.
Maybe we should call the highway patrol.
Oh, do you think so?
Guess who's back?
Oh, Casey, we are so happy you're back.
Not as happy as I am.
Well, where have you been?
Breckenridge, don't you remember?
She means today. Now, come and sit down here and tell us all about it.
Well, Daddy and Benson showed up at the dormitory 3 o'clock this morning to bring me back. Security thought they were burglars.
You ever have a 60-year-old man hit you in the shoulder with a flashlight?
Turned out okay. I vouch for them.
Is that what took you so long?
No, the return trip.
What's the matter, Benson? You get lost?
Well, if you must know, the governor insisted on driving back. I fell asleep.
And he missed the turnoff?
He missed the whole state.
We stopped at this really neat restaurant. It was all inside this big concrete dinosaur.
And judging from the Bronto Burger, the cook hadn't discovered fire.
Where's the governor?
Paying the tow truck.
Tow truck?
Daddy backed into the dinosaur. Its tail off.
Luckily, there was no one in the ladies' restroom.
I just realized you had lunch 4 hours ago. Can I fix you something?
You know what I'd really like, Miss Krause?
What?
A big bowl of your oatmeal.
Benson, what are you doing just standing here?
The governor gets upset when I dance.
Well, just as long as you're not mad. I know I should have called you before I took her out of school, but it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Oh, you heard about the security guard.
Who is he talking to?
Libby.
Sir, would you please tell Libby that I'd like to talk to her?
I'll see you at the family reunion in my best of Mavis.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Clayton's here if you'd like to talk to her. Okay. Goodbye, then.